Good morning and welcome to Inside Agriculture. For the 22nd day of July, I'm Mick Kerr sitting in for Eric Johnson, who's taken a couple of days off. Ag Secretary Tom Vilsack yesterday named Daniel Whitley as Administrator of the Foreign Ag Service. Whitley most recently served as Acting Administrator for the USDA branch. Dr. Basil Gooden was named Director of State Operations for Rural Development. Michael Amato, Communications Director in the Office of Communications. Marissa Perry is a Speechwriter in the Office of Communications. Well, if weeds are developing resistance to chemistry, how about electric weed control? Southern Illinois University Carbondale collaborating on a project testing the use of electricity to control weeds. Carla Gage, Associate Professor of Weed Science and Plant Biology, is working with researchers Mandy Bish and Kevin Bradley from the University of Missouri on testing the Annihilator 6R30 Weed Zapper. The tool is a patented electric weed control unit and the multi-state project funded by the North Central Soybean Research Program. Gage says herbicide resistance means growers are looking for new weed control tools to use. While electricity is one alternative, another option researchers are exploring is called harvest weed seed control, where weed seeds are managed or destroyed before they go back into the soil seed bank to germinate the following season. Spring wheat producers will get a handle next week on how big or what the average yield will be of their spring wheat crop. The Wheat Quality Council has their annual Spring Wheat and Durum Tour. But producers in North Dakota face more of the same: warmer than normal temperatures, isolated rain showers. The majority of the spring wheat crop has headed out, about 40% starting to turn color ahead of average. Some have begun combining. Crop ratings fell again this week. Crops have become more stressed with the hot temperatures. Anita Chirumamia is the extension agent in Cavalier County.
Some people got somewhere between 0.4 inches and some areas it was like 1.75 inches. So it was variable across the county, but we did get rain, and I think that's more important. The crops were getting to that critical stage of moisture stress.
How are the crops looking?
Small greens were almost done. And I've seen quite a few fields are turning color. So I think the harvest is pretty close. Maybe in 2 weeks, I think we can see, 2 or 3 weeks, we'll see small grains harvesting. Canola, some fields are done flowering, and then majority of them are still in the flowering stage. Canola is looking good. Soybeans, they are at the R1 and R2 stages. The pods showing up on the lower nodes and flowers on all the axles. So they're looking good for now. They're short, but they're looking good.
You're listening to Inside Agriculture. We'll be right back.